Welcome to Conscious Millionaire Marketing, the show for coaches and consultants who want to make your first million. This is show number 11 with my featured guest, Josh Elidge.
Right, this is Josh Elidge, syndicated newspaper columnist and syndicated TV consumer expert. And on today's show, I'm going to reveal how you can become a media celebrity to make your first million.
Hello, this is your coach, JV Crum III, and welcome to you from wherever you're listening. This is the marketing show for you, the coach or consultant who wants to close more clients, make a bigger positive impact, and market your way to your first million and beyond. We bring you the world's top marketing experts to help you market and grow your business. Today, we have another great show for you filled with actionable coaching and marketing advice you can start using now. You're listening to the Conscious Millionaire Marketing Show, a production of Conscious Millionaire Media syndicated radio and podcast network heard by over 12 million listeners in 190 countries. We're proud that Inc. Magazine named our very own Conscious Millionaire podcast one of the top 13 business shows for you to listen to in 2017. Now, a big shout out to our listeners and friends in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and Boulder, Colorado. Now, our guest today is an expert in turning digital entrepreneurship into media celebrity, and we're going to be discussing how you can become a media celebrity as a coach or consultant. And then later in the show, folks, we're going to put him to the marketing test. It's the marketing client challenge, how he will identify and close a high-paying client in 48 hours or less. Now, help me welcome our guest. He is the chief executive angel at savingsangel.com and helps consumers get discounts and upgrades on everything through his syndicated newspaper column with over 1 million readers and his TV shows in 75 cities. He's been in the media more than 1,500 times, and he now turns coaches and consultants into media celebrities at upendpr.com. My guest today, Josh Elidge. Josh, welcome to the show.
JV, thank you so much.
Well, you know, we've known each other for quite some time through the podcasting world. That's where we first met, I think, probably 3 years ago when we were both really getting our podcast really working well. And we presented together at your event at Podcast Movement. So we know each other really well. But for our listeners, how would you describe yourself in your own words? Who's Josh?
Yeah. So I'm someone who came up in the business world because I had a lot of grit and I refused to be knocked down and kept down. And so I kept at it and eventually stumbled upon a seemingly, I would consider, brilliant idea with Savings Angel. You know, ended up making just under $6 million in revenue. And I think the cool thing is that we did that with less than $500 in advertising. We did it all through PR. And I also consider myself to be a go-giver. I love giving, I love serving. I do a lot of pro bono mentoring and a lot of just helping other people. And as a result of that, I found myself now the owner of an agency, which has now become the owner of a very fast-growing service that helps startups, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants get a lot of media celebrity, which then, of course, turns into authority, which then, of course, turns into traffic and sales.
So let's start off our discussion about how you can become a media celebrity as a coach or consultant with what might not be the most obvious questions, or maybe even the one you're first asking, because you might go, oh yeah, I want that. But the real question is why? Why should someone want to be a media celebrity?
Sure, because when you're seen all over the place and you know you're coming up on people's social media feeds and people are seeing, oh my gosh, you know, JV was just written up in Inc. magazine again, or Entrepreneur magazine, or you know, people are talking and buzzing about you, it opens up doors. It makes life easier for you as a coach or consultant or entrepreneur or startups. Just stuff happens for you. Authority, and if you're going to be tweeting this, you're listening this conversation, watching this conversation, you're taking notes, please write this down. Authority is a currency. And when you have a lot of authority, you can spend that currency in a lot of different ways. Everybody takes it. And for I'll give you a perfect example. You might be spending, you might have a budget of, say, $1,000 a month. You're doing Facebook ads. God bless you for that. Hopefully that's profitable for you. But here's the thing. If you are not a known commodity, you have low authority, you're just not well known in the world. When you do an ad, you are going to spend a lot more than, say, someone like a Tony Robbins or a John Lee Dumas or, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk. When those guys or gals do ads, they do very well because they're already very highly trusted by audiences and they have a lot of name recognition. So if you want to make more money with everything that you do, from Facebook ads to email marketing to speaking at conferences, just networking, build a name for yourself. And you know what? It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a lot of time and effort. You should strongly consider building a team to help with this and acquiring experts. But when you get far enough down this road, you'll wake up in the morning, JV, and you'll never, it just, business will feel like it's on autopilot. Like people will just contact you out of the blue wanting to do business with you.
So Josh, let's dig down. Someone's listening today and going, okay, you've sold me. I've got the passion. I can see that this could be a benefit to me. But how does someone go about the process of doing this?
Right. So there are a few areas that you're going to be judged very harshly. And I'd say if we're really kind of building a foundation, we want to start brick by brick. We really want to look at what it is that we're presenting to the world. Because again, you're being harshly judged. When you send an email off to somebody, let's say you get an unsolicited email. It's an offer. You're going to judge that person very harshly based on some cues. You're going to look at the pitch itself as a professional, but then you're probably going to click on and look at this person's website. Right. So that's number one. If your website is crappy, guess what? You're not getting past square one. So you're just going to have to invest in a very attractive, doesn't have to be complex. It can be a simple one-page website.
And it doesn't even have to be expensive because today for $50, $60, you can buy a great template. And you for bet. As little as $1,000, you can create. Yeah, and I can speak exactly to this point, Josh, because I get pitched at least three or four shows for every show that I do.
Yep.
So I have a 30-second rule. I'm going to make a yes or no decision in 30 seconds as to whether you're on my show.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm going to click on is your website. And if it looks 10 years out of date or it looks just really bad, even though your pitch says you're Mr. or Miss Wonderful, you're not coming on the show.
That's true.
We're done. You've used up my 30 seconds and you didn't impress me.
Here's the scary thing, JV, is, and then think of the, so the person who's listening to this conversation, the person that you just pitched and they didn't respond to you, they're not going to tell you why they didn't respond. They got your email. Oh, they got it. And they're busy, right? If you're pitching them, it's because that you see that they have a high stature or they have a large audience. They don't have time to explain the three or four reasons why they're not going to work with you. I wish they would. Okay. But I'm going to tell you right now, your crappy website is probably number one. Number two, if you're working with the media, is that they are likely going to do a quick Google search for you. And if they do a Google search for you and nothing comes up, or it just comes up and it's just irrelevant, and they can automatically tell you're not a player. So how do you improve that? You need to be a giver. You need to go out and you need to serve. You need to serve digital influencers, digital publishers without any expectation of reward or links back or any of that other stuff. Okay. That will happen on its own. You just need to go do good stuff for people.
So let's get specific because we just have a couple of minutes now. What is that good stuff that you need to be doing?
Right. So here's how I would pitch. Let's say there's a podcast that you listen to or a blog that you follow, and you have developed a certain expertise that's very specific. Okay. And this blog that you're a fan of maybe writes on a little bit broader topic. So you can approach that blog and say, look, I've been a fan of what you've been producing for the past year. And I've really enjoyed, you know, give them evidence that you're a fan. First off, when you approach somebody as a fan, they're not going to throw away that email, right? We just don't do that when we get fan mail, right? So that's the first clue. Then the next step is you let them know that you really appreciate the work that they've done and that you've used that to become a very smart expert and a very well-respected expert in this one very specific area. And it would be your dream to write a piece for their blog. Now, here's the key word, right? Because I think you've heard elements of this in emails that you get on a regular basis. But here's what separates you from the rest. These magic words is you say, I don't need links back. I'm not doing it for links or recognition. I really just want to give back because I've gotten so much value from you and I'm really passionate about this subject. And I think it would be exceptionally valuable for your audience. Now you say those words, and that person, if they're a professional, will either respond back to you and say, we don't take any guest contributions, or in that case, they're going to say yes. And here's the thing. You might say, well, wait a minute, Josh, I don't want to do all this work for no recognition. Okay, here's the thing. You have to say, I don't need the recognition. I don't need the links back. And you know what a professional is going to do when you submit that to them? Guess what they're going to do? They're going to promote you and they're going to give you links back. But here's the thing. You cannot ask for it. If you ask for it, you're a spammer. If you don't ask for it, you're authentic, you're organic, you're doing it because you love to serve audiences. And good things happen to those who love to serve audiences.
Right. And I want to add here, because we get a lot of pitches for all those things, for the blog, for everything, is please stop sending cookie cutter, you know, templated emails that it's clear that you never looked. I mean, we've actually gotten, folks, it's Conscious Millionaire. I think you all have an idea of what we do. You know, some recent things I've gotten, can I put my jewelry ad? Can I somebody had a farm, you know, can I put my blog about, you know, how to farm? And I go, did you even look at the website for one second? You know, because now you're not just shut down, but you're not going to get any referrals. You're not going to get any help.
No.
You know, because it doesn't sound like you even cared enough to find out who the person was.
That's absolutely right, JV. You're wasting your time. You're wasting the time of the expert. And I think what you pointed out is number three. And when working with the media, you will absolutely be blacklisted. They will not hesitate to say, this person is spamming me. I'm going to block them. I don't have time for that.
Right.
And they absolutely do it. So don't give yourself a bad name. Some people say, well, it's just a numbers game, right? And hopefully I'll send out like 100 emails and I'll land one. That is a really sucky way to grow a business. It's miserable. It's frustrating. You are not going to have the stamina to keep doing that. And everybody's going to hate you. So
Yeah, I agree with you, Josh, because underneath all of this, as you and I have discussed many times, it's really about building relationships. And you're not going to build a relationship with anybody when you're coming across like you don't even know who they are. And all you care about is getting your farming blog.
Yep.
And you can send it out to Conscious Millionaire, and then you'll send it out to some pharmacy, you know, place, and then you'll send it out to a fitness place. And it's like, no, it's none of these people do farming, folks.
Right. But
you really want to build that relationship, because I think one of the great things that you're all about is that once you're building those relationships, you're going to get referrals to other people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, other people are going to say, oh, I saw you here. We'd love to have you here as well.
Especially coaches and consultants. Are you kidding me? This is a word of mouth world. If you're in the coaching and consulting business, and, you know, spending ads on Facebook is expensive. Is it profitable? Yeah, sure, it can be profitable. Not always. But you know what's even more profitable is waking up in the morning and seeing two or three referrals sitting in your email box of people, of introductions, because you've worked really hard to serve people without expectations of return at every turn. You're just out there being an expert in serving. And you know, people love that. People love givers.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here with Josh Ellidge. He is an expert in PR in turning you into a media celebrity as a coach or a consultant. I'm here to tell you, we all need to be media celebrities, because the more famous you become, the more inroads you have, the more people are going to contact you, the more opportunities you have. And the great thing as a coach or consultant is I can tell you, I have had first conversations. I usually do my consultation and do a two-step process, but I've closed recently $30,000 clients in one day.
Yeah.
Why? Because I have enough authority and celebrity out there that people go, well, what he said made sense. He looks like he's a big authority. And then people buy in. And you're not going to get that without this. We're here with Josh Elledge. And up next, we've got the Millionaire Marketing Questions. Attention coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs, anybody who has audio in any way, perhaps it's for your podcasting, or maybe it's something you put on your website, or perhaps you use it in your courses. Well, right now you can get the highest production for audio by having the coolest sounds. Remember when I started this? We had a sound right before I began, and here's that sound again. And that sound took our podcast to a whole new level because we use them throughout our podcast. And where do we get over 100,000 audio tracks, loops, music clips, sound effects that we can use as much as we want in our shows, our programs, our products? We get them from Audio Blocks. And right now, as a listener to Conscious Millionaire, you can get 7 days free. That's right, a 7-day free trial at Audio Blocks, so you can download as many of their audio clips as you want, start using them, maybe even save them for later, and find out what it is that's going on at Audio Blocks that you want to use in your audio clips, podcasts, professional shows, anything in your courses. Here's how you get that 7 days free. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/audioblocks. Now that's B-L-O-C-K-S, just like building blocks, but it's audio blocks. So consciousmillionaire.com/audioblocks. We use them, and I think you'll love them too. Welcome back. This is J.V. Crum III. I'm your coach at the Conscious Millionaire Marketing Show. We're the show for you, the business coach or consultant who really wants to attract the right clients. You want to make a positive impact, and you want to reach your first million. We're here to help you take it every step of the way. And today, I've got a great marketer, Josh Elledge, with me, and we're discussing how you can become a media celebrity as a coach or consultant. And now it's time for the Millionaire Marketing Questions. So, you know, the first question, we can't go anywhere till we attract anyone. So I want your number one, I want you to pull back the curtain. What's that number one marketing strategy for business coaches and consultants to attract the right clients to them?
Yeah, it is to invest in yourself first and invest in your brand first, which means you have to go out and do things like speak at conferences for free. It means you need to invest in joining groups. It means that you need to invest in serving people in Facebook groups and just giving away all your best advice and all of your best coaching. Give it away for free. And it's going to feel like, well, wait a minute, you know, when am I going to make money at this thing? That's not, you know, you're doing it because you want to plant seeds. And if you take this approach, you'll get to a point in life rather than just being the, oh, here comes that sales guy or that sales girl. She's going to go on autopilot and she's going to start selling, selling, selling. If you're known as, oh my gosh, here comes that, oh, that dude is brilliant. Come here. I got to introduce you to this JV guy because you're going to love what he has to share, right? That's only going to happen when you're out there giving it away. And a lot of people are like, well, look, I don't want to give away my best stuff because then what are people going to pay me for? And that's absurd. You know, we've actually on our website, when we started off, we did what everybody else did and we created a $1,200 course and we've sold a lot of them. I took that $1,200 course. I'm giving it away for free now. I'm so interested in a thought leader play, which means you want to invest in the relationships with lots and lots of people by giving them so much value that they're like in a position where like, I feel I need to give this guy some money or something. Right. Like, I gotta buy something.
And let's point out the truth. As a business coach or consultant, you may think that people are paying you for your information, but I don't think that's what people pay for. No, I think they pay for the transformation that you're going to help them get as a person and you're going to help them get in their business. That's what they're really paying for. So you can give away all the information you want, but the information will not transform them without you. You're the secret sauce. So let's pull back the curtain a little bit farther. You got the attraction of that prospect. They're interested. What's your number one marketing secret for actually closing the prospect?
Right. So I want to listen to what it is that they want, because if I keep forcing onto them what I want for them, that might not be their motivation. So everybody wants fame, right? But you have to find out, well, why do you want that fame and what is that going to give you? Now, it might be, you know, to, you know, have a more stable income so I could pay off my debt and, you know, I can afford to send my kids to college. You know, that might be it. So I want to kind of dig a little without, I don't need the specific information, but I want to really try to pay attention to what their motivations are. And then I'm going to use that in my language with them. And it's really important because I think a lot of people approach PR as one of those things that they're just supposed to do. Right. Oh, well, I'm just supposed
to invest in my brand. It's kind of like marketing, but people are listening to us on our marketing show because they realize you cannot build your coaching or consulting practice without marketing, because marketing is about attracting the right people.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really important that you tie that work to an objective. So one thing that we know is that when the media placements that we generally get for our members, on average, they're about $800 in advertising value. So when you think of it that way and you're like, wow, you start doing the math on that, it's like, well, if I can get 3 media placements a month, that's $2,400 in free advertising. Yeah, I'd be willing to pay an expert or pay somebody to help me attract that on a regular basis. But it's important for us to connect the dots and help them to understand the value so that they can then translate. Why would you spend $2,400 in advertising? Again, it's because you want the awareness, you want to be recognized, and you want to attract potential clients to you so that you can, of course, make a return on investment from that effort.
So, you know, what's one of your favorite marketing tools or apps?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I love, you know, you and I were talking about themes. It's like, oh, here we go. Like, I love talking tools and stuff. You know, themes for your WordPress, please, themeforest.net.
I love ThemeForest.
My gosh. It's, you know, I remember I was designing websites back in the day. I was designing websites back in the 90s. To give you an idea.
Totally different world.
What's that?
I said it was a totally different world because you had to create it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So now what I like to do, and some people are like, well, how do I decide on a theme? Here's my recommendations. Okay. First off, you need some ideas. You know, what are the requirements? What do you absolutely have to have as part of, in terms of like features, right? And so you kind of use that to narrow it down. And then what you want to do is you want to find a very popular theme. Why? Because it's going to have a large support network to it. There's going to be a lot of people using it. Generally, there's going to be a lot of really good support. I also want you to get something that's been designed within the last year, because design standards change. Okay. The website that you had a couple of years ago that had the big flashy slideshow at the top, that may not be the best website for you today, right? Now, today, you might be better with a hero shot, with a simple call to action and a grab my lead magnet form, or, you know, click here to, you know, start your freemium membership. That might be a better option.
So, ThemeForest is a great place, but I want to move on to what is a book that you'd recommend specifically for coaches and consultants, and why is it a great book for them?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a book that really has driven my activity over the past 6 months, Blue Ocean Strategy. And it's really just a philosophy that, you know, rather than competing with everybody in the red ocean where there's blood in the water, try to come up with something where you have no competition. Now, JV as a service, as opposed to a PR agency, everybody is a potential partner for us. We have no competitors. Nobody does what we do. And it's wonderful swimming in the blue ocean because, you know, we have something for about everybody, and we have a way, like, you know, it's like any PR agency that I meet now, it's like, ooh, let's see how we can work together, because we don't take agency clients as much anymore. But what we do is we partner with PR agencies and we help you make a lot more money.
So that's Blue Ocean Strategy. We're going to have it and everything from today's show, all the links at ConsciousMillionaireMarketing.com. You know, Josh, in my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, I talk about what I call the new path to your first million. It's about combining making a big impact with big profits. What's that positive impact you're always seeking to make with your clients?
Well, I want them to be recognized for sure. And it's really important that we are doing our best to present our best self to the world as well. And there are just skills that are involved that I don't think are human. They're not our first tendency to do that. Most of us didn't go to school to learn PR and branding and that sort of thing. But some very simple activity on a consistent basis, you know, and it's focused in the right way, can make all the difference in the world. It can make the difference between emailing someone like a JV Crumb, someone who's really made it, and getting crickets versus getting a response. And that response maybe, hey, this really sounds good. It's a no right now, but I respect you, so I wanted to respond to you. Okay, right. And I would much rather get that than nothing.
Because it was a first step. You actually made a connection. So, you know, it's time for that 48-hour challenge. We're going to have to put the handcuffs on you, just like Houdini, put you under the water until you come up with the answer. Here it is. How are you going to identify and close a high-paying client and you have 48 hours?
Sure. So for us, it's a little bit unfair because it's really easy to find people who are doing bad PR or they're attempting to do PR themselves, or they're obviously working with a PR firm that they're way, way overspending because the very nature of PR is publishing stuff in certain places. Maybe it's crappy press releases, you know, maybe it's horrible pitches or just, you know, you could tell that they're just trying to brag about it on social media and you could tell, ooh, I know this is not working. So for us, it's really simple. All we need to do is just identify those people who are trying to do it and then offer to be helpful. Don't sell them. Just say, hey, I saw that you were doing this work. Here's a couple of resources that might help you in the future. Please let me know if I can ever be of service. By the way, I love the content that you were trying to produce, right? So at that point, am I selling? No, I'm just being helpful. And how are they going to respond to that? They're not going to respond to like, get lost, sales guy. They're going to respond to like, hey, I appreciate that. Thank you. We did just spend $1,200 on the press release or whatever it was, and we're not getting anything out of it. Can we talk? Or maybe can we connect you with our PR firm?
So it's really being helpful. And then when you get them talking, how specifically do you bring them to the close? Because that's a question everybody has.
Right. So, you know, again, our philosophy, I like the Bob Berg go-giver philosophy, where you give, and just trust that, you know, people are adults. Adults are adults, you know, and they are going to let you know, they're going to give you buying signals. And when you feel those buying signals, that's the time to start talking about, well, here's how it would look if you and I were to work together. It's simple. It is so easy. There's an endless supply of customers and clients and members out there.
Right.
There's the process of sales is so easy because all you need to do is just be a good person and people will respect that. And it doesn't mean that they necessarily have a budget for what you have to offer. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a match, but at least you can give, and you invest in that relationship. Now, they may not be your customer, but I've had this a lot of times where you serve somebody, they're not a member, but they introduce you to somebody who is a huge member. Man, I've had some whales that have come out of, you know, someone who just happened to be mentored by somebody else. And, you know, because I was such a giver, they had no problem in referring and recommending me to them.
Well, you know, all of us as business coaches and consultants, we really get ahead when we identify a problem or challenge that's actually big. It might be kind of scary, but we're going, wait a minute. This is my next challenge because I know it's going to get me to my next level. Right now, what's that big problem or challenge you're focused on to take your own business and your own coaching and consulting to a completely new level?
Yeah, well, it's scaling. And so as a traditional PR agency, it's very difficult to scale rapidly. And we're kind of faced with this problem of if we want to have 50, 80, 100 clients, well, that means that we're going to have 30, 40, or 50 PR managers on staff. That's a tough business to scale, which is one of the main reasons that that we've become more of a service or a software solution, a web-based solution that allows us to scale to 1,000 members. And because we've really focused on systems, now our systems can do work so much more efficiently than we can all this one-on-one trading time for dollars. And as coaches and consultants, I know you know what I'm talking about. There's two directions you can go. You can either go with bigger clients with deeper pockets and you can make a lot of money that way, or you can productize. We went the productize route, which nobody does in PR.
I love this. And now it's time for the marketing lightning round. We're just going to go right through this. First thing that comes to mind, what was your best email subject line ever?
It's, you know, I'm kind of a sucker for good, when somebody says, when they admit a mistake or it's something that's like odd or unusual, like someone just put like number 7 in the subject line. It's like, I'm going to click that because I want to see, someone made a mistake there. I click on it out of curiosity, morbid curiosity, because I want to see, someone screwed something up, but it got me opening the email. And then they explain, you know, what the reason was for that subject line.
So what's a marketing tactic that anyone listening today can put into action right now?
Yeah. Give. It's just give, and just trust that givers are rewarded.
A word or phrase that every marketer should be using in their copy.
Serve. Yeah.
And if you could
An honor to serve you. It'd be an honor to partner with you. It'd be, you know, how can I, what do you need most right now? Is an introduction, you know, stuff like that.
And if you could only use one marketing channel, what would it be?
One marketing channel, man, you're really, because I probably, in terms of like introducing myself, you know, this is not popular, but I have made a ton of money through Twitter.
Okay, so you're going to take Twitter. And now, looking back over time, what was a top marketing mentor to you, and what are you going to be eternally grateful they taught you?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to go with Napoleon Hill if I'm cheating, because, in studying what he wrote, I read his book with full faith. And when you read what he writes with full faith and you set aside all of the disclaimers, right, you will read a completely different book that will change your life in such a radical way. You know, when you're ready, you'll read it at that level and you'll see some amazing things happen in your life.
Well, this is J.V. Crum III. And I want to thank you for showing up today because, as I like to say, you didn't show up for me and you didn't show up for Josh. You showed up for yourself. And I believe it's because you're ready to take another step forward as a business coach or consultant. You want to attract more of the right clients. You want to put more money in the bank. You want to increase that impact. And all of that combines to take you to your first million. And we're here to help you take every step all the way. I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire Marketing Show. And Josh, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
It's my honor. I'm a big J.V. Crum fan, as well as a friend.
Attention coaches, consultants, entrepreneurs, anybody who has audio in any way, perhaps it's for your podcasting, or maybe it's something you put on your website, or perhaps you use it in your courses. Well, right now you can get the highest production for audio by having the coolest sounds. Remember when I started this? We had a sound right before I began, and here's that sound again. And that sound took our podcast to a whole new level because we use them throughout our podcast. And where do we get over 100,000 audio tracks, loops, music clips, sound effects that we can use as much as we want in our shows, our programs, our products? We get them from Audio Blocks. And right now, as a listener to Conscious Millionaire, you can get 7 days free. That's right, a 7-day free trial at Audio Blocks, so you can download as many of their audio clips as you want, start using them, maybe even save them for later, and find out what it is that's going on at Audio Blocks that you want to use in your audio clips, podcasts, professional shows, anything in your courses. Here's how you get that 7 days free. Go to consciousmillionaire.com audioblocks. Now that's B-L-O-C-K-S, just like building blocks, but it's audio blocks. So consciousmillionaire.com/audioblocks. We use them, and I think you'll love them too.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire, the show for entrepreneurs and coaches who want to increase profits and make a positive impact. The host, producer, owner of the show, and broadcast medias make no claims that the strategies and information discussed on the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial advice is made in this show. You are advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors.